Welcome to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. Thank you for being with us tonight. I am your host again, El Dr. Misterio, and we're going to have a great show tonight as usual. And I know that I say this all the time, but what can I tell you? It's always the truth. Always the truth. So today is July 17th of the year of the Lord 2023, and as mentioned, we're going to have a great show tonight. In about 15 minutes or so, we're going to be chatting with Voizait. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. From Ethereal Void. So yeah, we'll be chatting in about 50 minutes with Voizait from Ethereal Void. Without further ado, let's go to the music here at the Metal Meltdown.
see the ghost. I am the billow of the bowl, the crescent moon beyond the coast. All that is beautiful and cruel, all that is dead, I will command. So rest a while, stay your hand and take this road.
Yeah.
to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, Dr. Mysterio. Oh, that really sounded like really, yeah, deep and profound. I am your laughing host, Dr. Mysterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Okay, let's see what we listen to. We just listened to our guest tonight, Ethereal Void, with Psychosomatic Suicide. They are from Ontario in Canada. And this is from their brand new album, Gods of a Dead World. Before that, we listened to Red Cane, excuse me. And we listened to the song Wing of the Crow, which features Cobra Page as guest. And this is from their 2018 album, Kindred, Act 1. And we started the set and the show with Seeds of Hatred. Also by our guest tonight, Ethereal Void, from their brand new album, Gods of a Dead World. And now we're going to see if technology wants to cooperate, and we're going to be establishing an audio and soul connection with Voicide from Ethereal Void. So let's... let's see how this behaves tonight.
Hello.
Oh, hello there. Is this Voicide?
Yep.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad. How are things going over there?
Good, good. Pretty good. We can hear you loud and clear and beautifully.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us here tonight. I appreciate it. And... yes, I thank you again, because you're 3 hours ahead, so you're going to bed late to chat with us.
Yep, a little bit later than usual, but that's okay.
Awesome, thank you very much. Okay, so I guess one of the questions I have usually is if you can tell us a little bit about the band, like how long have you been, you know, together, how many EPs or albums do you have? Like a little bit of history about the band.
Sure. So Ethereal Void in its current form, I think, would have been around 2019. The thing is, it's tough to date because it shares the same members as The Design Abstract, which would have been around 2017. And we sort of branched off and wanted to make music that was a little bit more aggressive, a little heavier, a little groovier. But it's basically me and Logan, and then later on we added a lead guitar player for some of the more recent stuff. We've officially got 3 releases, Disciples of the Void, Acolytes of Entropy, and then the new one, Gods of the Dead World. And our lead player, Nemesis, did all of Gods of the Dead World and a few songs in Acolytes of Entropy. And yeah, before that, it was basically just me and Logan who were both, we were doing this band, and then we were also doing The Design Abstract, which was a few years earlier. So it's kind of hard to date because, like, we've been working together since 2017, but with this project, I think it was closer to 2019 or early 2020.
I see. No, that's interesting. Yeah, like double dipping. That's, yeah, everything is a blur. Kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a mess of just releasing albums and stuff. We do all sorts of different projects, so yeah, it's sometimes hard to tell.
No, that's I mean, well, I think that's good. I mean, it's kind of, you know, not too uncommon for members of bands to play in more than one, or, you know, sometimes they want to play different, like you said, different genres or what have you, or, you know, your sister makes you play in her band. I mean, you know, lots of reasons why you diversify the playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's cool. I have a couple of name questions. So I guess the first one is Ethereal Void. Like how did the the name of the band, came upon?
Well, we had a working title for the band that was just called Hollow Again, which is, it was ripped off of a band called Project 86, and we knew that we weren't keeping the name, but it wasn't until we sort of had Disciples of the Void figured out as a release that we wanted to add the lead guitar player, Nemesis, like I said, and then we're like, okay, we got to get serious about coming up with a band name before we release the second album. And so, unlike most bands, it was kind of we actually sat down and just went through a whole bunch of different names concerning esoteric, ethereal, all sorts of just these different names until we found one. Because Disciples of the Void, which is a great name, is already taken, which is fine because it's a great name. Mm-hmm. And we were surprised that Ethereal Void wasn't, because it has a decent ring to it. We were sort of just mishmashing different words that kind of fit the genre, because we do play this sort of like apocalypse or entropy focused, a lot of just like heat death and universe and all this sort of stuff, so it needed to be like that, because that's what the music was about. But most of our bands, it's just kind of like, oh crap, we picked like a sort of crappy name and then it stuck and here we are. But with this one, we specifically planned out a good one. Not usually the case with me.
No, I hear you, and I think it's a great name. It has punch. It has like meaning. Like it's, you know, it's cool. Like it's, yeah, it has a lot of pros. I have to you know, comment.
Yes, it's got a good feel to it.
Yes, no, but I hear with the names of the bands, like we interviewed some of the second place winners for band names have been like completely hilarious.
Yes.
Oh my god. Anyway, yes. So I can't remember. I mean, I'm doing a disjustice here, because I can't remember the band name, but the second place was, you know, something like Paul's Ass was the second name for you know, second place name for the band's name. So anyway, so yeah, I hear you with all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah,
great stuff.
How it goes, everything's taken.
Exactly. Okay, so I guess and I mean, I don't know if you have like a you know, official statement or whatever, but what, so your name, like Voicide, like does that have a history or story or not?
Well, it's kind of funny. Like we're working on all sorts of projects, right? And so just to make it sort of cohesive, I was originally going under the pseudonym Technophage, and that was because of also the design abstract, because we play sort of like cyberpunk, sci-fi, futuristic, like melodic death metal, and so that had all these ties into it. And I was making my own music under that name, and I basically just rebranded my own stuff, and so it only made sense to then rebrand the pseudonym for all the bands. I also do a lot of session vocals. Last year I did like a ton of session vocals, and that's all under Voicide as well. So basically anytime you hear me on an album doing vocals, it's going to be under Voicide. And then similarly my own solo project, which is it's nothing like Ethereal Void. It's kind of like, I don't even know. It's just like rockish, gothish, sort of like Catatonia, I guess. It's very melodic, but it's not goth in the traditional sense of how you'd think of it. All that stuff just gets thrown under Voicide just so that it's easier. And it's funny, because I do session vocals, people think that the name comes from like voice, like the voice aside, but it was actually the word void, like Ethereal Void. Basically, and then with the aside, like suicide or insecticide or whatever. So basically the meaning behind that was to kill the void, but everyone thinks it means like killing your voice, and I guess that works, but that was never my meaning. But people are like, oh well, you're a session vocalist, that's what people are gonna think. And I'm like, fine, I'll take it, but that wasn't the original meaning.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess you might have tried to go with the Latin, right? Like box. That sounds like, yeah, like a, I mean, boxicide, that sounds like a bad, yeah, insecticide, like you said.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same nice ringing as voicide, so.
Yeah.
I hear. No,
yeah, and then there was, And then somebody, like Voicide spelled with one I, that was already taken by a rapper from Malaysia. And I'm like, I'm not going to encroach on that. So I spelled it with two I's. So that's why it's like that.
Yeah, there's always, yeah. The simplest explanation is usually the, you know.
Yes, everything's taken. Yep.
I see. And so, I mean, you kind of, and I guess forgive me if I'm kind of repeating, but I think you kind of answer one of the questions I was going to ask about, like the composing part of, on I guess Ethereal Void. So I guess at least for this last album, like Gods of a Dead World, like, is there somebody in charge of lyrics versus the riffs, or is it a?
Oh yeah. The reason this album sounds a little different compared to the last ones is because usually I try to control everything, and with our other band, The Design Abstract, I basically have final say. Like, it's not a democracy in that band. And for this album, I decided to kind of stop being like that. So normally, Logan, he writes almost all of the riffs. Historically, he writes the majority of them. I used to do more, and every album I do less and less. So our first album was about 50-50 who was writing the riffs, mm-hmm. and then our next one is about 30-70 for, like, him writing the majority. And on this one, I did not touch a freaking guitar. I just stayed out of his way. He sent me the songs, and normally I'll kind of rearrange them to fit the lyrics. I'll copy paste, I'll like kind of, and then we'll do it for real. Like, so he'll just send me, here's some ideas, you restructure it. And I went, nope, everything you sent already sounds great. I'm going to shut the hell up and do my job. So I churned through all the lyrics and stuff, and like the direction, all the aesthetics, everything like that. That's all me. But as far as the riffs, that's 100% Logan. I might have like punched in one breakdown on the entire album, I think. Like, I just stayed out of his way, basically. And that's not normally our workflow, but that was our workflow with this one, and obviously it turned out really well. So, yeah.
I see. And then, so, I mean, I was listening to, you know, this last song, the Psychosomatic Suicide. The little, I don't know if it's keyboards or what is it that it's kind of in the middle end of
the orchestral backing stuff.
So is that like something that like Logan did too, or the two of you, like what?
No, that's all me. So that's my thing. So basically, like, I brief history, like I went to half of university for composition and theory. I dropped out partway through year three, kind of learned everything I wanted. So The Design Abstract is really big with orchestral stuff. Everything we do there is symphonic, and it's all like classical nerd stuff, basically. And for this album, like, I was working on the vocals, I was tracking through the vocals, and the songs were fine, but I just told them, okay, I'm going to do something, just give me a yes or no. I didn't tell them what I was thinking, and I just sent them over, I think it was Seeds of Hatred and Psychosomatic Suicide, with the full orchestral, and I didn't tell them I was going to do it or anything. I didn't ask.